WHM monitoring.
For WHM W1IMX mobile.
During the day, there on your mobile.
My name is Doc Delta Oscar Charlie, and we're headed out of Townville. Gotta hit the grocery store for the wife. She's had surgery this morning. Gotta pick up a couple things, but enjoying this nice California weather we're having here for Christmas.
Nice last few days. A little overcast here and there, but I'm just sitting outside with the dog, letting her run, and on my portable here in Hartwell.
I think I know where Hartwell is. Wife's got a cousin that lives down there. We just moved down here from the D.C. area in August.
Yeah, from Townsville. You come across the state line and on the interstate, this first exit in Georgia. Go down about 13 miles and you hit the city limits. I live just on the other side toward Royston. So I'm probably about 35 miles from Townsville, where the crow flies, something like that.
And I think we used to go to a restaurant there in Hartwell, something called the Swamp Kitty or something like that. My wife used to like to go there. She's from the Anderson area.
It was a staple restaurant for a long time. It closed about 5 or 7 years ago, and it's reopening this spring for about the third time as a bar, and see if they can make it. I miss the old Swamp Guinea food. It was good fish and stew and country cooking. So, but things change.
To come down every summer for the wife's family reunion down in Georgia. And usually get a bunch up and go to the Swamp Guinea at least once while we were down here. Yeah, I kind of hated to see that close. But we finally got moved down here. So we're permanently in the area. My wife knows someplace, place called Gumlogs, I guess it's just over the Georgia line, too. It's on the same idea as the Swamp Guinea. I don't think the food is as good, but that's a place to go from here.
Fog has got a pretty good restaurant, and if you go over into Royston, which is just about 10 miles further, you can go to Booty's Fish House, which is almost like Swamp Guinea was. And it's got real good food. It's a good place to go, and it's family style, and they bring it all to you.
Catch the name of the place. You caught a burst of static just as you said it, and I missed it.
B-O-O-T-Y-S, Booty's Fish House in Royston, Georgia.
That in mind, I'm running that past the wife. She might already know where it is. And I dragged her on up to D.C. area about 40 years ago when we got married. Both of us finally got retired, and decided to come back on down here. Had a piece of property on the lake for about 40 years, and we finally put a house on it.
Walk to the neighborhood. This is a good spot of country to live in around the lake here. I live off lake, but I'm about 10 minutes from the park and a couple of boat ramps. So I work in Athens at the University of Georgia, so I go the other direction every day. I worked at Clemson for about 8 years and never moved out of Harwell. But I've been in Georgia ever since, and wife, she's retired from Georgia, so I got a few more years and I'll retire, and then we'll see what happens.
And Gerald Tioca.
Oh, but go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, Doc, good morning to you. And Bill, I hadn't heard you in a coon's age. And just wanted to say hi. I'm busy over here doing some things for the kids that are visiting from Michigan. And sorry to interrupt here. I was enjoying the conversation. But how'd you like them bears out in the backyard? I sent you that picture.
Quite a picture. I was surprised to see you had bears at your property there, Tom. They might get in your trees and chew your antenna down.
Let's hope not. But the alarm on the chicken house went off at 2:00 in the morning. The granddaughter woke me up on the telephone down here in the basement at 12:47, and at 2:00 in the morning, yapping with her friends back at Ohio University. And it was an eventful night, so I'm kind of tired. I just drank a Starbucks Frappuccino, maybe for my drug of the day. Go ahead, Doc.
That's quite a switch. Although over the years, we lived out in the D.C. suburbs, about 25 miles out in Northern Virginia, and it's a couple times we had bears come wandering down out of the mountains looking for whatever and wander through there, but never had any bears, and since we moved into the house, we haven't seen any deer. I think they're going across the property on the other side of the trees at the shoreline now that they know somebody's living there.
They're looking for Tom, KP4CBA.
Go ahead, Bill, on N4WHM and 0TR. And, it was a mama bear and three baby bears. Maybe it was the three bears family. Go ahead, Bill, and I'll go one more round here, and you can turn it over to Doc, and then back over to KP4CBA, Doc. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I was thinking, Tom, that maybe the porridge was a little too hot, a little too cold with all the bears. That's the first thing I thought of. But, that was quite a picture. So you have to make sure you don't get down there between mama bear and baby cubs. Well, they're supposed to be sleeping this time of year. But anyway, but it's good to hear you, Tom. I've been off and on, but I've hollered for you a few times and hadn't got you, but glad to hear you. And hope you had a great Christmas and looking forward to a good new year. So I hope the family's doing well. It may be a little cantankerous with everybody there, but enjoy them while you got them. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, I didn't catch the call on the other gentleman, but we traded in a quarter acre lot for about an 8 acre backyard, and I sure like the difference. Yeah, we got a nice porch on the back of the house facing the shoreline, and with this weather the way it's been the last few days, it's nice sitting out there.
Let's see if I got it. Yeah, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. And just wanted to see if I could get a rise out of Tom. Those bears, I tell you. But anyway, I'm headed to the it's a dentist, but he's made a device for my sleep apnea. So anyway, just going back for a checkup, and y'all carry on, and I'll just copy the mail here. I'll be there in a minute. KP4CBA, and let's see, Tom, go ahead and pick it up.
The man on the mountain. It's good to hear you, Dave, and I hope you're done all right with your friend there yesterday. That was awful nice of you. And, Bill, we kind kind of splurged a little bit, and my grandson got a 2017 stud horse like Dave's the other day. That's what I call Mustangs, you know. An old butcher worked for my dad, always wanted to buy a stud horse when he worked in our old mom and pop grocery store. And that was a Mustang way, way back years ago. But we're going to send him to the BMW driving school. He's just 15, but he's driving with, you know, mom or dad in the car. And I thought, well, if it saves his life, it's well worth the money. And he's all excited about that here this next month. And there's 2 8-hour days at school, and they get to go on the skid pad and all of that stuff. And that's what Dave needs to weigh. He passed a car at 80 miles an hour the other day. I think he did it just for the kid in him, a Miata. I don't know who makes those. But I can hear him going through those gears. I love the sound of that car. But, yeah, and all the other kids were happy with what they got. But Isaac, he's thrilled to death about going to this school now. And I hope they rake him over the coals. They use their BMW cars to do it. And they do distracted driving and all kinds of stuff. So I like safety, being an electrician, electronic technician all my life, and working with high voltage. And the same way it goes with driving out here, especially in South Carolina. Bill, I'll let you guys go. 73's all the way around. And you have a great day, and I'm sorry I missed you the other day. Maybe I'll catch you down the line. In 4WHM, in 0TR, 73's Bill. Go ahead in case Bill's chasing his dog out there.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm at my first stop, and through the conversation, there's just no activity on these repeaters like there used to be years ago when we'd come down here. So it's always nice to have somebody to chat with. WIMX Mobile, good afternoon.
Nice to hear you this morning.
M4WHM. Yeah, mailman pulled up. I had to run grab a package. But, yeah, Tom, the driving school would be a good thing. No doubt.
Taking lessons from Dave out there. I heard that, Bill. he was going to the dentist to get his thing for his sleep apnea, some kind of device. But it's kind of cloudy out there today, but it's a nice day. What is it? 61 degrees, it says here, Bill. And it's fishing weather. You know, my neighbor, since he bought that new boat with the bridge in the center of it, he ain't caught squat. He even went crappie fishing the other day and striper fishing, and they didn't catch anything. And I told him he's going to have to get a bigger boat. That one's jinxed.
Just about catfishing season again here in another few weeks. They need to go down there to Anthony Shoals where I caught all them last few years. They'll be, and the stripers will be running here in a couple of months. So it's a good little haul to get there, but it'd be a lot of fun to go.
Well, he went to a lake that was south of there, and I think it was the one I told him about, and this was just 2 days ago or 3 days ago that they went, and he was pretty disgusted. It was 24 degrees that morning, put it that way, and him and his son-in-law that I know very well, we're very close to the neighbors, and he said all the men is frozen the live well overnight. I had to laugh. I believe it was in the live well.
It's cold. It needs to warm up a little bit for me to go fishing. Going down that lake and that wind, that'd be brutal. It'd hurt.
Yeah, he said it was a bit chilly. And, wow, he used to go, oh, heck, almost every weekend he'd go one day. But he's slowing down in his old age, I told him. But he bought this new boat and got rid of his, he had a beautiful bass boat. This one's more of a family boat. But he went out and bought new crappie rods and went out there. And he said you could see them at two different levels. I think the deepest was 30 feet. But maybe deeper, I don't know. I've never fished that deep for anything. But they didn't catch squat, and his wife told him, said, that boat's jinxed. They went up on the inland waterway with it the other day, but he said he needs a little bit bigger boat, and so he's a good trader, so heck, it's like new. He'll trade and get him something later this year. I know him. But I felt sorry for him because, boy, he used to really catch the stripers. What's the name of that lake again? And I'll jab him about that today.
What they call now, it used to be Clark's Hill, but it's now called Strong Thurman Lake. And it's right at the mouth of the Broad River where it comes in, Anthony Shoals. And it's right there on the Elbert Lincoln County line in Georgia. You can put in at the Broad River Campground. And it's about a mile up. It's a perfect place to fish for stripers and catfish here in about another 6 weeks.
Well, not being from here, I'll try to remember that. And if I don't, I'll wait till he's ready to go and I'll put a bug in his ear. But I can remember Strom Thurmond. He was a well-known congressman down here, I guess. But I appreciate that, Bill. He's really a fine guy and a family guy. Him and his daughter and son-in-law go, and sometimes his wife will go, but not too often. But his son-in-law and him go a lot. He'll even go by himself. But stripers in about 2 weeks. I'll let him know that. Well, we've had quite a few deer in fox, and the coyotes kind of disappeared for now. But those bears come up. Chad said, and you know how boony it is up there, that he'd never seen anything like that in his life with four bears.
Neither, especially not this time of year. You'd think they'd be hibernating, but I guess this warm weather has got them staying active.
Now, I didn't even think they hibernated. It was so warm down here, but Mitch took the SD card. Now, this one SD card I got, it's got numerous pictures of the bears and the cubs, and he just gave it to me, and I give him a better SD card. I give him a 32 gig, and that was just a 256 meg. So I give him one of mine, and he put it in. They can do videos with that if they want. But Mitch had a picture on the computer a couple days ago whenever they were down there. They were down there two nights, I think. And then they'll move on, he said. But that one big one was standing up with an ear of that corn. It was right there at the corn feeder. And they throw ears on the ground, and then they feel this big tube up down the tree and down there by the deer stand. But that big deer that I had a picture of, he ran across the road down there by the fire department earlier this year, about a month ago, and a car hit it. And Tim says, I know that's the one because he said the game wardens were there and they were all talking about how big it was. It was a rarity, you know. I think I sent you a picture of it.
It was a big one. I imagine it unfortunately probably messed up somebody's vehicle too. But yeah, we got, I don't know, there's across the street from us, there's about 100 acres of undeveloped land, and power line runs across it, across our property, and there's some big deer that run back and forth on this power line. We see them just about three or four times a week. They, it's like a deer expressway.
I love to see them, but I got a $4,000 in one time. Bernice and I drove down to the casino there at Miami, Oklahoma. And we was coming back, and it was right at dusk, and I always watched for them. But there wasn't any culverts. There wasn't any bridges and creeks or anything. That's where you usually see them. And it come running out of an open field, and it hit the left front bumper right in front of me before I even knew it was there. And I can still see his eyes as clear as a bell. And then he went out of the car, I think, or anyways, he had $4,000 worth of damage to that Avalon, and I was not happy. Some old boy stopped me, says, Tom, he says, I told him who I was, and he said, Tom, would you mind if I had that deer? I said, well, if you don't take it, I'm going to take my Swiss Army knife, go down there and slit its throat, because it was still alive. And he took it, and I was glad to see somebody that made use out of it. But we had to sit there for I don't know how long waiting on the highway patrol. And they finally got there because we was right on the Oklahoma and Kansas line, and so close that they didn't know who had jurisdiction, you know. But anyways, it was covered by insurance, but it's still a big inconvenience, you know, Bill. This is in Gerald T.R.
About the same thing happened with a Honda Accord we had coming right by the Hartwell Dam. One run into the side of the car and caved in the front fender, took off the passenger mirror, took out the all the side doors, and scraped down the back quarter panel with its horns or hooves one, and it got up and kept on going, and it was about $3,500 worth of damage. So it's a, they do a lot of damage when they hit you. But I got me a, changing gears, I got me a new little tack driver, 22 long rifle, the other day. So, I was playing with it, and, I tell you what, that little thing, it's accurate. It was putting them three or four shots in the size of a nickel.
That's the way they got to be. You know, I used to have a rifle my dad gave me, and I gave it away before I come down here to my best friend up there I work with. He started hanging up some, and Bob said he knew how to fix it. And he didn't want to take it, but I kind of wish I'd have kept it now, because, boy, he was a straight shooter, but I don't have any regrets. He's a good guy. And I worked with him for 4 years. But it was just a cheap old gun that my dad gave me. It was $49. It was a 22 Glenfield. I was trying to think, Marlin. And even though it was cheap, it had a long barrel and tubular fed, and I sure liked it. But I have a couple now, and they do just fine. I don't like them Ruger Rodeo magazines, but you can always go to Walmart and buy another one. Well, I'll ask you what you got, and then I got to get over here. I'm doing a caliber conversion, and it takes a little more time. And I was wondering what kind you get, Bill.
This little competition rifle. It's got a couple of 25 round clips and one 10 round clip that go with it, but it's got a nice scope on it and got the fluted barrel and just first one thing another. It's pretty nice. I took and did my function check, and like I said, I put first five rounds through it, and it was just about the size of a nickel, so I was really impressed at about 50 yards.
In 4 DJC.
Uh-oh, there's another anti-gunner. Not. Hi, Jerry. That's excellent, 50 yards. That's all you could ever expect, Bill, and they are nice rifles. I got the carbine that the kids bought me for my birthday many years ago up at the Walmart up in Kansas. And it wasn't but a few weeks they come out with the long barrel one. And it does plenty good at 30 yards. They'll almost make one hole over sandbags, of course. And it's a nice rifle. I just had some problems with those 10-shot clips. But at any rate, dad put me in a, I bought a Trigger, I think it was a Hammer and a Sear. I don't know. The hootie-dooties that make it work. And I give it to Chad, and he installed it for me on this Remington 597. It had an atrocious trigger. And after he got done, it made it a whole lot better. And it's still about 4 to 4.5 pounds. But I can deal with that. But that drop-in one I put on that Ruger just made it a different rifle. You can buy them from Midway and places like that. And it's not the Volks whatever from Germany. Those are real expensive. This one was like, I don't know, $79 or something. And I put it in that Ruger 22. And oh, what a difference in triggers. Go ahead, Jerry. In 4DJC, I'll stay for a little bit. I was getting ready to move. It's the 0TR.
Good morning, Bill. Hope you guys are doing well. Tom, I saw that picture of you at the reloading bench. I said, man, I wish I could change you some bullets up that way. But that sounds like you got a good one if it shoots well that way. Well, Rugers can be cantankerous. Sometimes they shoot real well, sometimes they don't. I remember Lynn's uncle, Ed, he would live down in, he originally lived down in Augusta, and he was worked up in Rome, flew toward the bow and moved back to Augusta, and he moved down in Lake or Harlow. He's been gone there several years. He bought one of those Clark 1022 conversions. This has been years ago, probably 35 years ago. Had a 16 or 18 inch barrel on it, and they've been accurized, had the Clark custom trigger. That thing was guaranteed to shoot inside a half inch, I think, at 50 yards, but it shot really well. It had a little loophole compact scope on it, but you know, Ruger triggers, they can be good and they can be bad. That's a big part of it. But if you got a heavy barrel that shoots well, the best thing to do is just leave it alone. But I'm like Tom, those 10 shot magazines. Sometimes the old ones are actually easier to load than the new ones are, I think. But I still got 4 or 5 of them. I got Jimmy's 1022 Deluxe. It's got the Cherokee on it. It was made back in the 66 or 67, I think. And it's a good shooter. Trigger's still kind of heavy on it, but it's a pretty good shooter. But on my bolt action, I got my bolt action trigger. I think I got about 8 ounce trigger on it. And it'll shoot inside a quarter inch at 50 most of the time, so I've got a decent scope on it. But, yeah, Tom, you got that Dillon. That's a Dillon. It's a little like a Dillon 550B you had in the picture there. And that's a great, great progressive loader. But, Bill, let me get back to you or Tom, and whoever's got it next. I want to hear more about that Ruger.
Yeah, it's a 550C. Bought it in 1984, I think, Jerry. It's still 100% guaranteed. Go ahead, Bill.
All I know is this little Ruger, it does have a new trigger in it. The guy put a new trigger in it. He bought it to do competition shooting at 400 yards with it. And had to get rid of it. Seemed like I had to get it. So I traded some stuff and ended up with it. But it's got about a 4.5-5 pound trigger. Like I said, I'll text y'all some pictures of it. It's a neat little gun. It's just got a little synthetic stock on it. And, like I said, it's got that 25 round clip and the 10 round clips. But it shoots good. That's about all I can ask for. I don't need to shoot it much, but there might be a stray squirrel come around I have to get. But other than that, I'll just shoot at targets.
Yeah, set the alarm off on the chicken pen last night, 2 o'clock in the morning. That's one lucky cat. He come running across the yard, and as long as he was leaving, I didn't bother him. But if he'd been on the side of that pen or something, he'd been taking his teeth home in a doggy bag. Go ahead, Jerry, and then I'll go one more, and I got to get back busy because those kids will be back after a while.
Got a good deal there. If it's already got a trigger kit put in it, that's That's about 90% of what riggers, the heavy barrel ones always shoot pretty well, but the triggers are just terrible on those things, some of them. If you got a good trigger, that's about 90% of it. If it's shooting that good, it's plenty good enough. And, you know, you can do about anything you want to them, but that's pretty dang good shooting for a 10-22. And I know you got a good deal out of it if you trade them something for it, because if he hadn't set up for shooting that long range stuff, he put some effort into getting it set up right, and it sure sounds like it to me.
He was wanting something I had for Christmas, and he had that, and we made a deal, and I come out to the good on it. I feel like it was a trade, so neither one of us got over on each other, but that's the way I just assumed to it, is trade it out. That way we got what we want. He had more in the gun than I had my stuff, but he wanted it and wanted to trade, and so I said okay. But yeah, I'll keep it and tinker with it. I don't reckon there's nothing I really need to do to it, tell you the truth, because he had it set up, like I said, for that long range shooting, and it's got the variable reticle you can take from 400 down to 50 yards, and actually 30 yards, and I set it on 50 yards and just leaned up against the tree and popped in another one, and I was just planting them one right by another, so can't complain with it. But well, Tom, I know you gotta go, and so do I. Jenna just told me that she's got a prescription ready, so I gotta go pick it up. But Jenna says she can't come visit no more because of them bears. You gotta make sure them bears are gone. They don't want no bear to get her. But and Jerry, I'll be mobile here in a few minutes if you're still around. So, but I need to run. Go pick that prescription up. So, gentlemen, y'all have a fine day. It's great to hear you. Hope y'all had a Merry Christmas, good time with family. And we will talk to you soon. 73's M4WHM.
Okay, Bill. Great to hear you this morning. And I think one of our close friends, I won't say who it was, but the other day he showed me one he traded for, and it was one used in the 91 Olympics, and it had a 10-power internal scope on it, Jerry, and a beautiful case. Wow, outclassed us all, but someday he'll tell you about it, that I just don't put things like that over there. But anyway, Jerry, I'll say 73's. Bill, same to you and the family. You should have been here this morning. We had caramel nut rolls there that Bernice made. And, oh, gosh, they must have been 4 or 5 inches square. They were out of this world. My son-in-law ate two of them. I don't know how he managed it, but he said, I don't get those very often. You guys take care, and I'll say 73's to all of you, and the pleasure's all mine. In 4, DJC, the ticket in 0TR will be clear on your phone.
Had a good afternoon, both of you. Bill, I may or may not be around. I hear you. I give you all the time. Get back to that case for me. That sounds like a lot of fun. Talk to you guys later. In 0TR and 4DJC clear.
54G AA1RD. NY4G AA1RD.
RD, this is in 0TR. Before I run off here, Ariel has been extremely rare on 2 meters, so this is in 0TR. My name's Tom. I just thought I'd drop that to you there. Over.
Caught that as N0TR. Did I get that right? And I didn't catch your first name. I'm so sorry.
No problem. My name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Call is November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR, and I'm located in Greer.
Pleasure talking with you today. My name is Bob, B-O-B. I'm in Piedmont. Call is AA1RD, and I heard NY4G speaking this morning with Alexander, K0, K-O4ULP, and I heard him expressing the fact that he really loves HF antenna theory and design, and I share that. So I just wanted to make his acquaintance on 2 meter. But thank you, Tom, for the tip. I appreciate that. I hear you on this repeater. I've just moved into the area in the last month.
I'm fine business, Bob. Well, it's the holidays and people make exceptions. but I haven't heard him, and he's a great friend of mine, and he is one of the most brilliant men on antennas I've ever known in my life. He designs them, builds them, does summits on the air and all of that stuff, and you couldn't know a finer person, or get to know a finer person, if you haven't ever met him.
Thank you for that. If you wouldn't mind relaying, and I put that in air quotes, the next time you see him or say hello to him, let him know that I share that interest and love to get to meet him at some point and swap antenna stories. Tom, thank you so much. What a beautiful, beautiful day it is now. It's turned out to be. Did you have a good Christmas holiday thus far?
Yes, sir. Bob, we've been blessed. The granddaughter's sitting over here visiting with my wife in the background, and she's here from the University of Ohio, or Ohio State, I guess it is. Isn't it? Is that different, Abby?
Yep.
Yeah, it's different. So you know how they are about this, because her mom's a graduate, or my daughter, she's a graduate of the University of Michigan, and her daddy's in the University of Wisconsin, and I hear them gouging each other all the time. But at any rate, who's the snobbiest school? I don't know, but they're all good. But Bob, Ariel has a lot of YouTubes and a website, I think, and probably in my 4G.com, if I had to guess, but I just don't know for certain on that. But you could probably find information on QRZ if you look him up, and I will relay your information over to him if I hear him, because I myself have not heard him on here for many months. However, he's been over to the house several times.
Look him up on QRZ and give him a shout via email there. That sounds very good. Well, I'm a Buckeye. You can tell your granddaughter that I was born in Dayton many years ago and grew up in Indiana next door, then made my way out into the world and ended up down here in God's country of upstate South Carolina, which my wife Anita and I love very much. So glad that you're together as a family, and thank you for relaying that information to me about NY4G. Look forward to contacting him through email. I'll let you go. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking with you again on this repeater, Tom. Got you in the log, and hope you have a good afternoon.
Fine business there, Bob. Can you give me your call? Is AA4RD, is that correct? Or
1RD, AA1RD.
QSL. I get called N4TR quite often, and that's fine. I've been called worse. But, yeah, I'll certainly tell him that. And one of my favorite places in the world up in that direction was the United States Air Force Museum in Dayton. Wow. That I flew in a flight crew in the Navy years and years ago, back in the 60s, and I love aviation and still do. And the kids took me to that airfield where they made the B-24s up in Michigan. What was the name of that place? Abby, you probably don't know, do you? Anyways, they built B-24s up there. Ford did, Mr. Ford. And then the Ford Museum is also exceedingly beautiful. We went there earlier this year and took a tour of downtown Detroit in a Model A, I think it was, wasn't it, Bernice? Ford. Yeah, one of the old ones. We had The daughter set up two of them, and we toured downtown Detroit in the Model A. We got a lot of waves and a lot of horn honks. It was fun. But they forgot to put a spring kit in those, I'm sorry to say. Have a good day, Bob. And I'll certainly pass that on if I hear Aereo AA1, Romeo Delta, and 0TR73.
To you too, Tom, very much. Real pleasure. Appreciate it. This is AA1RD clear with N0TR.
India, Yankee, India.